Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church. Pastor John McIntosh and I thank you for joining us today and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Due to the coronavirus, our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 997-020-pound. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. I'm happy to advise that on September 2nd, 2021, my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God was released for sale. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. Now, the next voice you here will be that of Pastor John McIntosh.
Good morning. This is Pastor John McIntosh from Kansas City Christian Faith Center, where we live victoriously, spirit, soul, and body. And let me welcome you to our radio broadcast. And please remember these words from the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Well, praise God for another opportunity and a privilege to share with you the living word of God. Amen. Family, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege and the honor to gather around your word. It is our sincere desire to know you more personally so we may serve you more faithfully. We invite the Holy Spirit in to think through my mind and speak through my lips the wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and the truth of the only true and living God. I pray for everyone within the sound of my voice that their ears are open to hear and their hearts to receive the uncompromising word of God. Satan, we rebuke you and all your demonic angels, and we render your powers null and void, and you cannot stop anyone from receiving what they came for today. This we ask and covenant with you, Father, in the name of Jesus the Christ, the anointing one, we pray. Shalom. Amen. Well, praise God. We are going to continue our teaching on having faith and understanding God's love. Again, having faith and understanding God's love. As I stated last week, I am not interested in anyone's opinions or ideas, but only in what the Bible, the Word of God, is telling us. So I respectfully ask you to keep your opinions and ideas to yourself. It is my understanding that everyone on this call, I pray, believes in Jesus. Is that correct? All right, then, let's go to the book of John, chapter 8. Again, that's John, chapter 8, and we're going to begin reading at verse 31 through 32. And it says, then Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him. So Jesus was speaking to some Jews who believed in him. Amen. And he says, if you abide in me. Now, let me stop right here for a moment, because I want to highlight this word abide, because it's a very interesting term in terms of its meaning and its use in this scripture. And Jesus says, if you abide in me. And so that word abide means to continue, to dwell, to endure, to remain, to take up residence in. So Jesus is saying this, if you abide in me, continue, dwell, endure, remain, and take up residence in my words, you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So Jesus is only interested in those who believe in his name, that you are going to know the truth, and the truth is going to liberate you. It's going to make you free. Amen. Now go to John chapter 14. Again, that's John chapter 14, and we're going to begin reading at verse number 6. And Jesus said to him, and that him happened to be Thomas. And so it says, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So Jesus is the truth. Amen. So when we speak in the word of God, we're speaking truth because Jesus is truth. Jesus's verity, and verity, V-E-R-I-T-Y, simply means a true principle or belief, especially one of fundamental importance. So Jesus's veridity is being tested as never before in today's world. His truth is being tested. But in his word is liberty. Amen. We are not going to look at faith or the understanding of God's love from a worldly standpoint, but strictly from God's word. Amen. God's word is our standard and not the world's. So let's read our foundational scripture we're using for this teaching. So please go into your Bibles to the epistles of John, the first epistle, John 4. And we're going to read verse number 16 and 17. And it says, and we have known and believed the love that God has for us. Now, let's stop there for a minute, because the scripture says, and we have known and believed. So there's two parts of this. We have known and we believe. Amen. The love that God has for us. God is love. So when you speak of God, you have to be dealing with God's love, the God kind of love. And he who abides in love abides in God and God in him. Now, I want to say something again, because we see that word abide again. And so we know that word abide means simply to continue, to dwell, to endure, to remain, to take up residence in. And so verse number 17 says, well, the end of verse 16 says, God is love, and he who abides or continue or dwell, endure, remain, to take up residence in, amen, in love, abides in God and God in him. Amen. Verse 17, love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. Amen. Now, remember, I told you last week that divine love can only flow from divine nature. And God, hallelujah, is the divine nature. Or, and when you speak of divine, we're talking about God, the Spirit, God, who is the Godhead, the supreme divinity, the very exceeding God. That's who God is. That's the divine nature of him. That's the reason his love would never fail. Because it's very exceeding. He is the very exceeding God. He is the Godhead. Amen. Our teaching is on faith and the understanding of God's love, and as New Testament believers, we are commanded to live by faith. So our love is activated by faith. Amen. We also know that our love is not conditional. And what I mean by conditional, subject to one or more conditions or requirements being met, made or granted on certain terms. That's the kind of love the world shows. Well, I'll love you if you do this for me, or I'll do this for you because you're going to do something for me. There's always a conditional tag to it. But with God's love, no. God loves you for who you are, because he is the divine being. Amen? There are some people that are so hard to deal with, you have to love them by faith. Amen. But development of your faith is up to you. If you want your faith to grow, you have to feed it on the Word of God. Let me repeat that. If you want your faith to grow, you have to feed it on the Word of God. It's just like if you wanted to be an athlete, an actor, or you want to be a teacher or a doctor, well, you know, you have to practice these things. Or you have to go to school to get training for a particular profession. And so you just can't wake up and say, well, you know what? I'm going to be a professional football player, baseball player, or an actress or actor. No. You have to go to school. You have to get training. So just as you have to do it in the natural, you have to also do it in the spirit realm. Amen? So if you want your faith to grow, you have to feed it on the Word of God. And feeding it on the Word of God is feeding it in love. Amen? Because God is love. We can't never ever forget that. He has unfailing love. Amen. This is where so many Christians miss it. They feed their love on sports programs, secular music, talk shows, and soap operas. Now, let me say something right now. There's nothing wrong with these things, but they have no life in them. There is no nutritional value, spiritually speaking, in them. Just as your body needs a wholesome, balanced diet, so does your spirit needs a balanced biblical diet. We have to feed our faith with the balanced diet of the Word of God. Amen. But feeding our faith on the Word requires discipline. Amen. It requires discipline. And a lot of people have a challenge with discipline. Amen. That's one of the biggest holdups with a lot of people, them being successful or being defeated in the things of God, because they are not disciplined. Amen. And you can look at them, look at some of their bodies, or you get some of their habits. They have no discipline. Amen. The reason many Christians have problems with their faith is they are undisciplined. How much time do you spend in the Word of God? How much time do you spend in prayer with the Heavenly Father? Building yourself up by praying in other tongues. How much time? Do you give God the same amount of time that you watch television? If you watch television for 3 hours a day, do you give God 3 hours a day? Do you give him equal time? I don't think so. If you do not, then you are undisciplined. Amen. And you need to reevaluate your time. To feed one's faith takes commitment. Since most people do not usually feel like doing it. Because most people don't usually feel like doing it. I didn't feel like doing it. You have to make a commitment to the things of God. Let me repeat that. You As an individual, as a child of the Almighty God, you're going to have to make a conscientious commitment to do the things of God. It takes commitment to rise up early in the morning to pray, to cut back on your sleep time to read the Word of God. It takes commitment to spend time worshiping and praising your Heavenly Father when your flesh wants to sit in front of that television. I know, because I've been there and I've done that. Even today, I have to make myself read the Word, and then the spirit of slumber will slowly attempt to creep itself into my time with my Heavenly Father and try to stop me from reading the Word, fellowship with my Father. The same thing with my studying. But over the years, I have improved with my discipline, and I have better become with my time I spend with the Father. Amen. I have become better. And you have to. You have to improve if you want to get the blessings of our Father. Amen. The spirit indeed is willing, but our flesh is weak. So I have to set up a specific time for my reading the Word, for my studying the Word, and my time for praising Him in song. Amen? And you should be doing that on a daily basis. You should be studying the Word. Amen. And you also should be reading the Word. And then you also should spend some time in praise and worshiping Him. Amen. But it didn't come overnight. I had to make a conscientious effort to discipline myself in each of these areas. I told you I was only interested in what the Bible says about faith and understanding, and God's Word tells me in Philippians 4:13. Go there right quick. Philippians 4:13. Since I'm only interested about what the Word says, then Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. That means I can be disciplined in all my areas of fellowship, study, and personal worship with the Lord. And you can also, but it takes consistency. It takes discipline. And you're going to have to do that if you want to be successful in the things of God. If you are a man or woman of faith, you should be a person of discipline. You should have things in order, because your God is a God of order. Amen. He is not the author of confusion. So, if you are operating in confusion, you have left God out along the way. And by having left God out along the way, you have also left out His love along the way and caused you to operate under a system of false doctrine. Amen. And you don't want to be caught under a system of false doctrine. That is why it is such a challenge for many to really love your fellow mankind. And it has been my observation that Christians can be the main culprit in this area. Now, let me give you an example of what I mean. I remember one Sunday morning, Dr. Michelle, First Lady of Kansas City Christian Faith Center, her and I, we were entering the Faith Dome to prepare for praise and worship before the service. We went to our usual seats, and there was a lady already sitting there. But there was a vacant seat on the left of her. And if she moved over just one, Dr. Michelle and I, we could sit together, as we usually do. So I kindly asked her if she would not mind moving over to the next seat. At first, I didn't think she heard me, because I didn't get a response from her. So I kindly asked her again, and she just shook her head no. And I was looking a little taken aback because I just couldn't see her moving over one seat would cause her any inconvenience at all. She simply would not move over. Now, I thought maybe she didn't hear me again, but she did, but she just wouldn't move. Now, before I allowed Satan to attack me, Dr. Michelle gently pulled me by the arm and said, you know, it's okay. We will sit in another section. Now, my point is this, is telling you that we have an adversary out there, and his name is Satan, and he has a lot of demonic angels out there to assist him. And he will attempt to use anything he can to kill, steal, and destroy. So this lady was trying to do that simply because she wouldn't move over. The love of God that I was telling you about. That is why it is such a challenge for many to really love your fellow mankind. Amen. Because they don't have that kind of love. They're operating under a system of false doctrine. Amen. But we went on and sat down. We enjoyed the service and everything is well. Amen. Now, so be prepared to deal with not only the world and their attitude, but also with Christians that have not matured fully in the God kind of love. Just lift them up and pray and love them. Amen. We're living under the law of love. We're living under the law of love. Now, please go to Colossians chapter 1. Again, that's Colossians chapter 1. And we're going to begin reading from verse 9 through 14. And it says, for this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. So God wants us to have knowledge of his will in all his wisdom and all spiritual understanding. Verse 10, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Now, it's interesting that they use good work, because that must mean you can be doing some bad work. Amen. Verse 11. Strengthening with all might according to his glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of his Son, of his love. Amen. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin. Amen. So we have been conveyed into the kingdom of his Son, of his love. Amen. And we have to understand that. Desire to serve God will be in vain without a proper understanding of God's love and Almighty God, the one we want to serve. Now, that understanding cannot be separated from the spiritual understanding that comes through the love and discernment given by the Holy Spirit. Amen? Given by the Holy Spirit. Amen? Let me repeat that. The desire to serve God will be in vain without a proper understanding of God's love and Almighty God, the one who want to serve, the one we want to serve. And that understanding cannot be separated from the spiritual understanding that comes through the love and discernment given by the Holy Spirit. Now turn to the book of John, chapter 14. Again, that's John chapter 14, and we're going to read verses 15 through 17. And it says this, if, now that's the qualifier, the word if. It says, if you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. Amen. What can we as Christians expect under this law of love? What can we really expect from this? Well, we can expect no stumbling. But you know what? I have to expect to quit when I'm out of time. But, you know, please join us next week. We'll get together again where we continue our teaching on faith and the understanding of God's love. But let me invite you to join us for our Sunday teleconferencing services. You can simply join us by dialing 605-313-4834. The access code is 997-020-pound. Our services start at 2 p.m. sharp. Until then, please remember these words from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. God bless you. Shalom.
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net. and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.